Shopping season shows strong spending. MasterCard Spending Pulse says retail sales were up by nearly 4% from a year ago from November 1st through Christmas Eve.
As far as where shoppers spent their money, one of the categories where spending was up the most is apparel online. People buying clothes as gifts, or if you're like me, maybe for themselves. Jewelry and electronics also popular, while shopping at department stores did grow at a much slower pace.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze said online spending was up by about 7%. It's expected to be another busy day in the holiday travel period. Hopper says 3.5 million people are expected to fly today. Four people were hurt in an altercation that led to gunfire at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport Wednesday night. Police say the fight was between members of one family and the shooting occurred before anyone went through security. Memorials today marking 20 years since the Indian Ocean tsunami that killed over 230,000 people. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Organizations across Wisconsin that help vulnerable people find stable housing are getting more money from the state. Governor Tony Evers' office announced the Housing and Economic Development Authority is giving $2 million to groups that help people out of homelessness. 52 organizations will get this extra funding to improve emergency shelters, transitional residences, and extremely low-income housing. Now, they had $2 million to give, but they got applications for $4.4 million, showing just how big the need is here in the Badger State right now. This money will create or improve more than 1,600 beds for people across Wisconsin. Recipients include nonprofits, local governments, and tribal authorities. And tonight is night two of Hanukkah and is the start of Kwanzaa, the newest of the winter holidays. Lisa Hale has more.
Created in 1966, Kwanzaa honors African culture and heritage. Alfonso Simpson Jr. is the director of African American Studies at UW Oshkosh. Simpson says Kwanzaa is a day for all African Americans to connect to their heritage, their past, and their futures.
Giving Americans of African descent something to hold on to, because what we have always been committed to is never leaving our cultural memory or our roots. When we were taken from the continent of Africa and brought here, we were stripped of everything except our cultural memory. That could not be taken away. And so we held on to those principles. And it's not just in Kwanzaa, but it even ties over into everything that we do and that we are today.
Each day in Kwanzaa honors one of the seven principles: unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks at home tonight in Milwaukee against the Nets. The Bucks are 16-12, 10-4 at home, heading in the right direction. Bobby Portis credits head coach Doc Rivers for the turnaround.
Sometimes when you have a coach that instills confidence in you, it's easy to go out there and play. I played on teams where the coach don't want you to shoot. You know, sometimes you have coaches that have different philosophies and different ways of coaching, and I think his way of coaching kind of instills confidence.
College basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles taking some time off. Their next game is on New Year's Eve. Marquette ranked 8th in the nation. They don't face another ranked team until after January, when they host number 11th ranked UConn in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers holding practice, preparing for Minnesota on Sunday. And in college football, a report says the Badgers are losing running back Tawee Walker to the transfer portal. Walker led the team in rushing with 864 yards and 10 touchdowns. Receiver Will Pauling accepting an offer from Notre Dame. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com, and we'll be watching out for your text.
Hey, Wisconsin. Luke from the Civic Media Network team here, wishing you and yours the very best this holiday season. Whether you're listening on the radio dial, streaming us on the Civic Media app, or listening along online, we really appreciate you making us part of your holiday routine this season.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I am a mom. I am a brand new grandma. And I support life. And Senate Republicans, the GOP, and President Trump really worked hard to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Yeah. That'd be Joni Ernst.
Oh.
With her biscuit. You know, it's true, Jody. I think you can be a woman biscuit maker.
You know, in a way that you're not helpful to other women.
Right. Some like,
you know, Tim Scott, right, as friends will tell us. Biscuit
Byron
maker.
McDonald's, yeah.
Okay.
A few of them. Yeah.
Okay.
So we return that back to the states. That is the law of the land with that Supreme Court decision. So the states are handling that. But again, we work very hard to get this result.
Yes, and that sure is going to pay off for you in Rovember, Joni Ernst. I sent Francis and Angela. There is actually a place called Biscuit World.
Really?
Yes, and I think Frangela, they'll have some thoughts on it tomorrow. Okay, speaking of thoughts, look who's here.
Look who's here. It's Twitter and general rock star of the world.
Yes.
Comedian extraordinaire Noah Castle.
Noah Castle.
Everybody's like, yay, ice cream for breakfast again.
Someone stop.
Noah Castle.
Noah Castle. Noah Castle. Gotta be Castle.
All right, we have so much to talk to you about. Noah Castle, good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you for having me.
We are always so excited when you're here. First of all, because you know Trump's entire campaign is projection, and he just accused Joe Biden of pooping the Resolute desk. Not kidding. He literally said he soiled that desk. I mean that literally. And so I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear Noel's stories about his full diaper on The Apprentice. Please, Uncle Noel, tell us more.
Right. It's absolute projection. Who would come up with that out of the blue except for somebody who was trying to foist it on somebody else?
Right.
You know, and it was obviously, you know, preceded by him accusing Biden of being on stimulants, of being on cocaine.
Right? I was just going to say that. Yeah.
The two things are next to each other in Trump's mind because his incontinence is caused by his decades of speed addiction, and he knows it, and most of the people around him know it. And he,
oof,
you know, he tries to get ahead of whatever's going to stick to him. That's been his philosophy.
I'm sorry.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Your stories make me snort. Okay. So on the diaper meter, how full is Diaper Don's diaper with this trial starting Monday? Because I believe we are at his 10th delay tactic just failed, right?
Exactly. 10 delay tactics. I mean, he's in great fear of this. In many ways, this is his worst nightmare. Karen McDougal, Stormy Daniels, you know, the list of witnesses is really going to get under his
skin. You forget about Karen McDougal, don't you? People forget about that because of the Stormy Daniels thing that he was already
100%. He cheated on Melania first when she was pregnant. Tom Arnold was at the Playboy Mansion with him, and he turned to Tom Arnold and goes, look at her, I'm banging her, you know, or something to that effect. And even Tom was like, you're a scumbag, dude. You're like, your wife's pregnant right now. I believe he cheated on Melania when she was pregnant with Karen, and then Stormy, I think, was after she had given birth to his son. Yeah. But, you know, it's just abhorrent behavior by any measure.
You know, someone just said, when if you heard Roseanne talking with the latest Mar-a-Lago thing, and someone's like, I never thought that the entire country would owe Tom Arnold an apology. And Tom Arnold says you're a douchebag. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I totally forgot about that. Like, he was having an ongoing affair with her. You know, the Stormy Daniels is just like a one-off, right? Right.
Yeah, and she was in love with him. Yeah. She admits it. She gave an interview. She was like, she fell for him, which is, you know, I'm not judging her, but, man, talk about
how you're
off.
But, I mean, you know, no, it just, we were saying, it just seems so obvious. It would seem like even to people in his, you know, or even Republicans, that nobody acts this desperate to stop a trial from happening if they're innocent. If it is what he says, that it's a Biden-directed witch hunt, blah, 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 right?
I agree. And I think this trial is going to put some dents in that armor. You know, his base has so far been kind of rejecting everything. And I don't think it's going to be so easy in this case, because it's going to take place in New York. A lot of his support in New York are guys who are going to kind of know he's full of it when it comes down to this one.
Right.
So, and I don't think he's going to comport himself well.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what I think one of the legal experts was saying, is if it's like the E. Jean Carroll second trial, where, you know, because he can't help himself, he's got to, you know, be the one giving the legal advice, it's going to be another disaster. I mean, I think it's, you know, it's so clear that he knows what the testimony is going to be, right? And it's all his people, right? Hope Hicks and whatever. So he knows already how bad this is going to be. That's why he's so desperate, right?
Yeah, and he has zero self-control as a person. He got up and walked out in the Stormy Daniels trial, right, in closing arguments. That probably added a few tens of millions of dollars onto his judgment, because you just don't do things like that. There are certain places where you have to behave like an adult. Court is pretty much at the top of that list.
Yeah.
He won't do that.
Yeah. Even for him, this is was this yesterday the statement from the bassinet of the 45th? I'm not going to read the whole thing, no. I wouldn't do that to you, but... At what point are the actions of a sitting president using lawfare and weaponization against his opponent for purposes of election interference considered illegal? He's a criminal. He's, oh my God, it's all projection. He's a horrible president. He was the worst president in the history of our country. All of these cases you're reading about are quicker Joe Biden's cases, because he can't put two sentences together. He can't do anything, so they weaponize government and take me to court on bull. So we're going to win. We're going to win big. We're going to go through these horrible Biden trials, and the end of the day, November 5th, everyone's coming out to vote for Trump. Thank you very much. Okay. And then it goes on. I don't know. Then it goes on for like several more pages. So he, even for him, is panicked, isn't he?
Absolutely. He's clearly panicked. And in that statement you read, there's all that projection. He can't put two sentences together. You know, he's reading off a teleprompter. All these things he accuses him Biden of that he's guilty of. I was with Biden a couple weeks ago and the two other former presidents at Radio City. Biden is on his game. Yeah, he's older. He's, you know, a grandfather type, but he's there in the room and present. Trump hasn't been present with other human beings in decades. He lives in his own fear, in his own mind, and it's all about his aggrievement.
Yeah.
And his act is wearing thin.
Yeah. By the way, can I just say, sir, I believe that you are America's poet laureate. Some of this, it's like poetry. Can I have some story time music?
This
sure. is just... The gnarled and splotchy septuagenarian stepped to the podium. He was knee-deep in it now. Abortion bans were kicking in. He knew it would hurt him in the polls. Wait till November, he shrieked at the Jesus nutters on which he relied. I can't walk a tightrope in Cuban heels. Half these dudes paid for abortions for their mistresses all the time, and the other half, well, he knew Lindsey Graham was just a little weasel who used to dance for nickels in his family's bar. Why couldn't he have kept his slurry mouth shut? Now he had a firestorm on his tiny hands. He never got the abortion thing. He probably paid for a dozen in the 80s alone. He never knew if it was a shakedown, but he couldn't risk it. He had lawyers for that, $1,000 and an NDA, and he'd be done. Easy peasy. Oh, the good old days, he thought. Now he had to skirt the issue, but how? Most of these mega freaks only cared about guns and this pro-life crap. Hell, these idiots even thought he was a Christian. It all creeped him out, all this weirdo cross stuff. He wanted music to play when he walked into a room, and he wanted to get high and hit on chicks. That's it. It's just, I swear, no one nails him like you do, because you spent so much time around him, around The Apprentice, right? Is that he despises these idiots that right. keep sending him money.
Exactly. And that's why I write those things. I'm just trying to put people in his frame of mind. The facts are all true. I'm exaggerating sort of the literature, you know, the literary way I describe it. But that's all true. Lindsey Graham did dance for nickels in his family's bar. He grew up upstairs. You know, that's what he
balls.
Did. Dance.
He racked balls. He literally said it himself that he racked balls
yes,
until the sun came up.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Yeah. We have it here somewhere, but yeah.
Here.
He literally,
I have to search for
yeah,
him.
Yeah. Okay. No, because it was a pool hall, wasn't it? That's what he meant. That's what you and I both meant. He racked pool.
Yeah. Pool hall, racking balls. There's no shame in it. There's no shame in it.
No.
I racked balls until the sun came up.
Did he actually say that
he
knowing
did.
That would go on tape?
Yes, he did. He said that to an interviewer.
Okay, so no, this abortion thing. First of all, what you said, I feel like we all know is true, that you know he's paid for abortions. And do you think any of that will come out? Because we're already at peak absurdity that an adjudicated rapist who
right.
is responsible for women losing their bodily autonomy in America is now lying about, and he's obviously panicked about, he sees the same polling we do on abortion rights, right?
Absolutely. He knows he's going to lose. He crunches the numbers. He knew he lost in 2020 on the morning of 2020. I saw a clip of him just to speak to the fact that I understand him well. I actually heard a clip on the radio. He had visited a campaign headquarters in Virginia, and I could tell in his voice he knew he lost. And that was by the early afternoon of November 20th. You can hear the defeat in his voice. Everything is bluster. They have internal polling. He knew he lost. He knows he's going to lose this time. He knows he's paid for at least a half a dozen abortions. I heard about it. I know people have worked with him that told me about it. But to answer your question, he has people sign NDAs. He doesn't just pay for the abortion and you go off. He has you sign an NDA. And most of the women that have done that are probably scared to come forward because they haven't seen a lot of accountability for him so far, besides E. Jean Carroll.
Yeah.
And she's a hero.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I mean, but it's so, we played a few soundbites this morning, Noel, and it seems like his panic is so obvious. I mean, I think someone said he's taken, 16 different positions on abortion or said, you know, I mean, leave it to the states. Then the next day Arizona does. And then he's like, oh, no, that's too far, but we should let the states decide. Like, none of what he's saying, I think, makes any sense to anybody, does it?
No, it's a word salad. He's trying to weasel around it. Everyone knows he'll let the far right and the Christian right do whatever they want once he gets into office. He knows the Arizona ruling is going to hurt him, and he's panicked. You know, and it's what he deserves for getting in bed with these, you know, regressive, you know, people that are trying to bring our country backwards and attack human rights. It's not just a women's issue. It's a human rights issue. It's a
yeah.
healthcare issue. It's
yeah.
insanity.
Yeah. Back to story time with Noel real quick.
Okay.
Noel tweets, now he's got to address these greasy fools. He's never seen so many vape pens in his life. No wonder Vanky never went to his rallies anymore. It was like Lollapalooza for folks who said, hell yes, you can supersize it. He never trusted Arizona. Too hot, no beach, snakes. He pissed himself once when one slithered out to the 18th hole in Scottsdale that time. Never trusted the place, and everyone over 49 looked like a damn raisin, except that Carrie Lake. He didn't mind her, but she was crazy as a loon. Ugh, he knew he was going to lose in Rovember.
Okay.
What?
Former Phoenix resident.
Here. Yes, sir.
He tried to build this condo tower in Central Phoenix. But he lost because the local homeowners association
yeah.
drove him out of town. He hates Arizona because of that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And now Arizona is, I mean, likely, well, I mean, very good chance it will go blue because of this, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Ruben Gallego. Vote
yeah.
for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
No?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. 18, we have Noel for the whole hour.
Yay!
This portion of the show brought to you by the coziest of Earths. Yes, the travel cozy Earth pajamas, the best.
Yes.
Why? Temperature regulating. It doesn't matter where I'm going, what season it is. Why? Temperature regulating, made from viscose from bamboo. It adapts to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. The very best fabrics, materials, weaves, superior softness, and 15 awesome colors on the sheets. And I don't even know how many they're up to on the jammies. I have the blush color and the black. And
wow.
The white piping. Yes,
gorgeous.
I know you've seen them. Aren't they
gorgeous.
Pretty? Okay. I'm just saying, those are the ones that are going on the road to Minneapolis this weekend. Okay. They give you a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. That is confidence, ladies and gentlemen. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort. Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Prioritize your self-care and your sleep health. Head on over to CozyEarth.com. Type in the promo code Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. CozyEarth.com.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need Simply Safe now, and right now you can save 50% on a new Simply Safe system, their biggest deal of the year. Unlike traditional security systems that only kick in after someone is already inside your home, with Simply Safe Active Guard outdoor protection, monitoring agents can prevent crime before it starts, seeing and speaking to suspicious individuals in real time and requesting 911 dispatch before they even reach your door. With no long-term contracts and professional monitoring plans starting at $1 a day, it's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That is simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Remember, there is no safe like Simply Safe. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself. Sir parties a lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet 5 cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Oh, yes. This is going to be good.
Awesome. I can't even remember the last time I was at a concert.
I know. It's been like ages.
Man, I can't believe you got tickets.
Yeah, Josh, you the man. You were the man.
Well, come on, man. Don't thank me yet. I mean, it might not be as good as they say. You never know what
whatever,
this
bro.
I mean,
guys, we got to keep moving if we're going to get there early.
Hustling up. All right, hold on, guys. ATM machine, I'm a little light on cash.
Yo, wait up, Greg, man. I think I might have some for you.
Yep. You can be my sugar daddy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Here you go, man.
Wow. Whoa, $50. Pretty generous.
Hey.
You sure you're Jewish? Ah, come on, Josh. Don't get all sensitive on me, man. It was just a joke. It was a joke. Will you tell him, Rob?
What? What do you want me to tell him? That I didn't think it was funny either?
The first step in fighting prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, this is a story.
Stephanie Miller.
Let it go.
What? It is the Stephanie, the window washer's back.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, I'm Noel Kassler. So it's a big morning here at the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Noel. You know, I religiously read Noel's notes. I don't know if you know that.
Yes.
Oh, if you're not, thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. But you were talking about, because nobody knows this whole, like, scene like you do. You wrote, right-wing billionaires gathered this week in Palm Beach to raise money to pay Trump's legal bills and fund his campaign. Special guests of quote-unquote honor included the architects of the family separation policy, a program which the drug-addled septuagenarian promised to bring back in his second term. The Mar-a-Lago ballroom and John Paulson's mansion were filled with a who's who of right-wing sexual predators and tax cheats, men who made it their business to try and dismantle labor unions and social safety nets, not just merely greedy businessmen who want to get out of paying their fair share in taxes. These are extremists looking to reshape our republic to suit their twisted desires. It is amazing how many people are just have given up their soul and, you know, will usher in fascism here for to not pay their fair share of taxes, right?
Absolutely. And it goes beyond even the taxes. They want this punitive agenda against women, against minorities, against workers. This isn't even like some guy up in Nantucket who has a hedge fund who, you know, wants a lower bracket so he can buy another Ferrari. These are people who are trying to reshape our democracy for their benefit. And Trump is so immoral and desperate that, you know, he's like, bring it on. To cheer the family separation policy, that was one of the low marks in United States history. That's something we're never going to escape. That's a black mark on our soul that happened in our time. To go back would be abhorrent.
I keep saying it's beginning to feel a lot like Hitler. And, you know, that's what somebody pointed out, is like all the businessmen were fine with Hitler, you know. And I think it's just, this is why it just irritates the bejesus out of me, no, because there's so much at stake for so many of us, you know, women, people of color, gay people, on and on and on, you know, that just the people that are just like, oh, it'll be fine either way, you know, both sides do it, you know, lesser of two evils, whichever. It's like, no, a lot of us will not be fine, right? Rich white guys will be fine.
Very well said, Stephanie. That's exactly it. And I've been sort of studying the World War II era unofficially for the last few months, looking for the parallels, and they're everywhere. You know, and everybody suffered. The thing is, it's not just the people who were targeted that obviously suffered the most from Hitler and from Stalin and stuff. A lot of everyday Germans suffered, too. Like, it's not a picnic when you get taken over by a fascist. People forget that. Like, the German army wasn't the Gestapo and the Nazi army. That was these other freaks that made up uniforms and their little crosses and were like, we're going to march and salute this little weirdo who's going to, like, bring us to greatness. And it destroyed Germany.
Yeah.
You know, they're still digging out from what happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, we cannot go backwards.
Yeah. And also, by the way, I keep, you know, quoting Judge Luttig saying, like, we just seem, all our institutions seem frozen. Like, we just don't know what to do with him or how to stop him. You know, he was, you know, just, I was echoing what was happening in 1930s Germany. But, you know, you also ended your piece. You said A.G. Garland dragged his feet for years before investigating Trump, seemingly hoping he would just go away rather than hold him accountable. Time is not on our side, but there's still enough of it to try to stop Trump and figure out what the plan is for the GOP. You say, as my old boss, Stephen Stills, used to sing, there's something happening here. We'd all do well to figure it out now. Vote blue. And I didn't know Stephen Stills, my buddy, was your old boss. So that's fun right there.
Yeah, I was Steven's road manager for many years. It was just him and I living together on a tour bus. Wow. I love Steven. He's like family.
Yeah.
And a funny aside, I remember waking him up once in Italy. And I was like, hey, there's a bunch of riots on the TV. This was Ferguson, Missouri. I'm like, you got to write a song about this. And he's half asleep. And he goes, I already did. It's called Something's Happening.
It's not exactly clear.
But no, something is happening. We can't sleep on it. We can't make up for the time.
Absolutely.
We lost.
Absolutely. Bonnie and Clyde are warning us fascism is coming and also the window washer. So we'll break and be back with more. Noel Kassler next.
We'll be right back. If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
All right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
So I wanted to talk with you and your mom today, Lily. Because some people at school have noticed changes going on with you. And we're concerned.
Like what? Who?
Some of your friends, teachers. It sounds like you've lost interest in a lot of things lately. You're hanging with new friends.
So?
So, individually, maybe those things are no big deal. But taken together, and then the incident the other day... You were with Derek when he was caught selling marijuana.
Yeah, he was selling it.
Honey, we know. But we care about you and want to know what's going on.
That's right. We just want to understand better and see how we might help. And if weed is a part of it, we just want to make sure you understand the negative consequences for someone your age. The physical and mental health effects. Poor decision making. And the confusing legal aspects these days. So what do you say? Can we talk?
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you had told Stephen Colbert as a teenager that one day the former president of the United States would be standing trial for paying off a porn star, that young man would have said, "You have porn? Can I trade you? I found a Sears catalog in a tree stump in the woods."
Noel, we keep saying it, but one of our listeners said, "I only go to comedians for my news now." I mean, what is going on? Comedians are doing a better job than the mainstream media. calling out Trump and telling the truth, aren't they?
Yeah, and I put you and you know, you're sort of ilk at the top of that list, Stephanie. And I think the reason that is because it's an easy way to cut through the BS. And the media, especially the mainstream media, is still locked in to sort of a different paradigm. It was a different world. When facts and truth aren't real and the other side will blatantly lie, you need to call it out as it really is, you know, because people are hungry for that these days.
Yeah, and it's just both sides do not do it, right? Everybody keeps doing the quote. It's like if one side says it's raining, the other side says it's not your job to report that. It's your job to put your head out the window and see if it's raining or not.
Right.
Like that's, exactly. Yeah.
It's about telling the truth, right? Comedy, everything, people laugh at like, oh, that's true, right? The best comedy is revealing something about yourself or a perception of the world, and people relate to it because they're like, yeah, that's true. That's
and
real. That's how we need to approach Trump.
Yeah, and the media normalized it in the first place, Noel, and that's why we're here is they keep normalizing this. Like, this is normal, having somebody under, you know, 88 criminal account, you know, charges in 4 trials, adjudicated rapists. That somehow, you know, and I keep talking about, you know, this trial that's about to start Monday there in New York where you are, Noel, is, you know, you forget, you're like right after the Access Hollywood tape. This was like a couple days later, right before the election. If this had come out, I think it would have, in such a close election that Hillary Clinton already won by millions of votes, it would have absolutely blown up the election, which is why he did it, right?
Absolutely. It was election interference. That's what he's on trial for, right? For you know, campaign finance violations. And it should have come out. And it's also the reason I'm sitting here, Stephanie. Nobody knew who I was before that. I was a behind-the-scenes guy for 25 years and pretty happy with it. I had a decent life and a decent career. And when he ran, I said to my colleagues on Celebrity Apprentice, I said, we got to talk about this guy. We got to say what we saw and who he really is. The dude can't read. He's snorting Adderall on set. He's using the N-word. He's a monster. He's an idiot. And they were like, well, he's not going to win anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to get in trouble if you speak out. And I said, look, I can't risk that because there's nothing on the other side of this guy. If he does win, we're all out of a job.
Yeah.
And essentially, that's what happened, right?
Yeah.
He mismanaged COVID. The whole industry shut down, entertainment and the global economy, you know. And if I can say one more thing, I spoke with Hillary's campaign in that time in early October.
Yeah.
And I told them what I knew. And they were sort of very confident because the Access Hollywood tape had just come out. And they figured, well, that'll take him out. You know, and it should have.
Yeah.
You know, it's alarming that so many people still voted for him after hearing the way he spoke about women.
Yeah.
That should have been a deal breaker in my mind.
And by the way, I thank you for speaking out. You are a patriot. This is why my Now a Warning t-shirt, because I don't know if you saw the John Bolton interview yesterday, but all these mother that are like, now they're warning us. Like, he could have testified. When he was asked to and put a stop. There are so many times and what's the word, intersections, he could have been stopped, right? Decent Republicans and a decent Republican Party. And then he talks about what an existential threat to the world Donald Trump would be in a second. And then they ask who he's voting for. He's going to write in Dick Cheney. Like, your thoughts on all that.
I was standing at 60th and Park Avenue, like the day after Bolton got fired or flamed out of the Trump administration. I forget exactly how it went down, but he walked right past me and he was up in New York looking for a book deal. That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
And he got one. And he was looking to cash in. He should have been heading to Fox News and saying, hey, put me on air right now. This guy's a fraud and I'm going to tell you why, for the good of our democracy. He didn't do that. They wait till they're safe and they're comfortable and they sort of partial out of whatever the term is. I can't talk anymore. I get so mad.
Yeah.
You know, they give you sort of safe criticism of Trump, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's really coming forward and filling the beat.
Yeah, and I thought Nicole Wallace did a great job, but, you know, we can have a discussion about, do you even give John Bolton a platform to spew his, you know, bolt anymore? But, I mean, you know, she did just say, how do you square you saying what an existential threat he is to the world and a moron, and, you know, but you're not going to, they have to make the extra step before November and say, any vote for anyone other than Biden, staying home, Bobby Kennedy, you name it, is a vote for Trump, right? They have to, yeah.
100%. You know, I was down at the Tulane Book Fair a few weeks ago, and there was a lot of big journalists, Heather Cox Richardson, all these big guys, and I was in a talk with Liz Cheney. And I saw Liz Cheney get two standing ovations from a very Democratic audience, right? I'm not a Republican. On policy, we probably disagree on everything else. But she said, you have to vote for Biden. You cannot vote for Republicans. This GOP is Trumpism. It's MAGA, and it'll destroy democracy. Yeah. That's the kind of talk you need.
I mean, I hate everything else she stands for, but at least if you had, you know, sitting in a right in the Cheney that's not a thousand-year-old and going to die in a second. I mean, they're all evil. Just at least pick the one that's...
Exactly.
So let's talk about Eric Trump, who you know. He appeared on Fox News when asked about the upcoming trial by Brian Kilmeade. He pointed out his father is mandated to be in the courtroom every day of the trial, a factor that could cripple his campaigning. Oh, tiniest of violins. Hang on. He said for 6 to 8 weeks, he could be stuck. Sorry, I got to get my Eric teeth out. He could be stuck in a New York courtroom. That's Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 hours a day. How do you overcome that? What is his plan to overcome it? It's not going to be a surprise. Eric said every single time he walks into a courtroom, millions and millions of dollars flow in because the American people know exactly what's happening to him. I mean, is this grift just going to go on forever? I mean, and by the way, do you trust the $50 million he says he made at this Mar-a-Lago?
No, no.
Why does the media report something? Just say Trump says. Don't say, it just happens to be double what Biden made. The guy that tripled the size of his apartment says.
Exactly. There is no way it was $50 million. You know, the $25 million was true, and you knew that day that figure would be doubled by Trump. And he said it. He said, I'm going to raise twice as much in a couple weeks with this event. I was down there in Palm Beach. I wasn't at Paulson's backyard or Mar-a-Lago, but I was in the area at a hotel, and there's just no way they raise that much money.
Yeah. Can
I just say on Eric Trump, we called him Twizzlers. That was my nickname because he would steal all the red Twizzlers off the craft service table when we left. So we called him Twizzlers Trump.
Well, now that is disqualifying because that's a bastard person. Thank you for that. No, you never know what's going to be the last drop of water in the full glass.
Right.
So Miles Taylor, former, he's anonymous, uh-huh. Or as Trump would say, anonymous. Okay. He's been kind of a corraller of ex-Trump officials willing to come out against him. So he was on Nicole Wallace. He revealed he spoke to one former cabinet official who's not been willing to come out publicly yet, but is against a second term. Wallace said, where is everyone? Where is everyone who knows that he is a clear and present danger? He said that is hopefully significant enough to give Republican voters who are disaffected the air cover they need to not put this man back in the White House. But that means getting those voices actually out there, getting them out on the air. He said there's so many people who have courage, but there's still many unwilling to come out publicly for fear it will destroy their careers. I mean, it's extraordinary. First of all, how many people have destroyed their careers for Donald Trump, but that still remain afraid of this ridiculous bully, right?
I agree. I mean, it's just cowardice. Some things are bigger than you. This is a moment that's bigger than you. I guarantee you most of those people that are afraid already have a house in McLean. They already have a 401k. Their kids are out of college. They have enough out of life. Risk a little bit and stand up for future generations because that's what we're talking about. This is an existential threat to democracy. I get why it was easy for me to walk away from a talent management career as a PA or something. You know what I mean? But even that, I suffered. I haven't made any money since 2016.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm okay, but I don't make any money because money doesn't matter if you're going to be spending it in a fascist state.
We're having a former Republican Congressman Joe Walsh on is coming up. And I, again, probably don't agree with him on hardly anything. We used to make fun of him all the time. You know, I love that, you know, when he was on Nicole Wallace, he said, you know, I used to be a divisive hole. But, you know, he's talked about, I mean, oh, my God, the hate he gets and the death threats and, you know, blew his career up, obviously. You know, as did Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger. But you're right. They're just this party has lost sight of putting country above party, haven't they? Or even
they
just one man. It's not even party anymore. Yeah.
And they're the first ones to hide behind the iconography of American exceptionalism, right? We're heroes. We won World War II. Here's a flag. Here's a medal. We honor our troops. How are you honoring the young men who died in the mud in Guadalcanal, you know, to fight imperialism and fascism, who gave their lives for this country, who fought in a miserable campaign for freedom? How are you honoring them by not willing, you know, not being willing to stand up to this monster? History's not going to judge you kindly for unkindly for standing up for Trump. They're going to say, yeah, it was the right thing to do.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like, for instance, this new Trump media, you do wonder, like, when will the grift finally be up? The headline is Trump media share price, the greatest feat of chutzpah ever in the stock market, according to an expert. Stock in the newly public Trump media company is completely worthless as a financial investment and only exists for political purposes, said a prominent financial expert. So it had surged to a high of $66 a share following the merger that took it public, but has been on a downward spiral ever since, as experts around sound the alarm that Trump's public promotion of the stock could run afoul of federal securities rules. The initial valuation of the stock put the company's worth at $9 billion, which the experts said is ridiculous by any measure. Every story about him is the same, right? They said Truth Social is highly unlikely to ever make money, not only where its annual sales paltry, only slightly above that of a typical McDonald's franchise, but those sales dwindled as the year progressed. The platform headed in the wrong direction, valuing a company that generated only $4 million in revenue last year at $9 billion, he said, is the greatest feat of chutzpah I've ever seen in the U.S. stock market. I mean, what does Rick Wilson say? Everything Trump touches dies.
100%. I mean, that's the biggest grift, and he is running afoul of securities laws. And look, the two kids who brought it public, they were young men in their 20s or 30s. They met Trump in a diner in Fort Lauderdale, literally in a greasy spoon, and said, you know, they were the ones who brought, you know, the thing public, right? And Trump met them and said, I need you to hand over more shares to Melania. He shook him down after it went public, and the guy nervously was like, I can't afford the taxes if I do that, sir. I got to hold on to my shares. But he tried to screw them out of the work they did. One of them was a former contestant on The Apprentice. They're both now suing him in Delaware, right? He's countersuing in Florida because he has a district judge in Sarasota who's going to, you know, rule in his favor. But it's just bonkers. It's not only everything dies, he rips off everybody.
Oh, my God.
He can have to loot his shares. He could issue another million shares to himself, and their share decreases, let alone the stockholder. The general public that buys that are crazy because they're going to lose every dime.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. 47 minutes after the hour, one more segment with Noel. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. It's a whole week, Chris. I got weightlifting day, which I know is normally today. I'm throwing you off, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
So this is hiking and weightlifting, and I got to get on a plane to Minneapolis tomorrow. Mama needs to, you know.
I'm scared.
Listen, 10 supplements in one. That literally, this is the only thing I think propping me up. I'm just kind of a little AI skeleton propped up by this.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, it's going to get me through 15 cities, sexy liberal. 10 supplements in one. It has been a game changer. I'm telling you, I'm telling all the everybody in my bike club is saying how much better I'm doing on hills, faster I am. It's right in that. I haven't changed anything. Diet, training? It's Morning Kick. Has probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha. It has stuff for your, your digestion, help you shed pounds, for your muscles and joints, enhance your overall well-being, gives you energy, makes you just feel younger.
Wow.
That gives me the energy to continue to lie about my age.
Well, sure.
And that's hard as a 42-year-old. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Red, White, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
All Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, plus it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and, of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. People in some southern Wisconsin towns came out to find plastic bags on their driveway that were filled with hate speech, saying things like white power. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
Police in Whitewater and Maguanago are investigating, but they might not be able to do much about flyers with hateful language found recently. The reports are about the distribution of plastic bags containing what is described as hate speech materials. The bags are found over the weekend. Authorities say they're seeking more information and surveillance footage. A recent court case in Kenosha ruled that similar flyer distribution was protected under the First Amendment.
Last month, there were fake deportation flyers found in Milwaukee. Meanwhile, Madison's public transportation is operating on special schedules today and tomorrow. Routes end early tonight for Christmas Eve. The last buses will run between 5:30 and 7-ish. Meanwhile, tomorrow, Madison Metro will basically be running on a Sunday schedule with reduced service. And we're often busy enjoying, and it can be easy to overlook how much waste we produce around the holidays. Derek Tritz has some suggestions from the Department of Natural Resources.
Rules for recycling vary locally, but there are several items that can be recycled anywhere in Wisconsin, according to DNR Waste Reduction and Division Coordinator Jennifer Sunbrow.
From La Crosse to Milwaukee up into the North Woods, you can recycle containers made of steel, aluminum, glass, and plastics numbers 1 and 2, as well as cardboard, newspaper, magazines, office paper, and other papers.
Batteries and electronics like tablets and phones should be brought to recycling drop-off sites, as they can cause fires in waste bins, in transportation, and at recycling facilities not equipped to handle electronics. More information about recycling in Wisconsin can be found at dnr.wi.gov.
I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It's Christmas Eve. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Sandy in Minneapolis, that's where we're kicking off Sexy Liberal this Saturday. Hey, Sandy.
Yes. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
I cannot wait to see you guys on Saturday, and I have VIP tickets.
Oh, my God.
So I get to do the meet and greet.
I got a big hug. Here it comes. Okay.
I can't wait.
I'm super needy right now. Ask these guys. I'm super needy. I'm like a stage 5 clinger. I'm like a koala.
Stage 10.
Yeah, I'm like a koala. I'm not going to let go.
Nope.
You can cling to me as much as you want, but is Chris going to be there?
Chris is not going to be there. The guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money will be there.
Now, I'm going to the Western Western shows,
yeah.
And Ron's going to the Eastern shows.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right. Well, all right. We can't wait.
Going to the Harmar. Okay.
All right, we'll see you at the Harmar. Love you.
Okay.
All right.
Dead mall.
I've never been able to say I'm going to the Harmar tomorrow. But I am.
You
I'm
are.
Flying tomorrow to the Harmar. Okay. All right, Joel.
Noel.
What is wrong with me? I'm so tired. Listen.
I don't mind at all.
I love.
As long as you get the diphthong right, the vowel sounds
right.
In the middle,
yes.
The consonant word.
You're the only person we have on, though, is so fascinating that, like, knows these people, that knows the Trumps, that's actually, like, hung out with them. Like, this Jared Kushner story that came out, that 99-something percent of his money comes from foreign sources, and they keep going on with this Hunter Biden BS. They're going to put this back in the way. This one, Jared Kushner chasing a deal that would wreck Europe's last wild river. I mean, he's openly talking about, you got to clear out Gaza so I can build waterfront condos. I mean, is any of this resonating? What a bunch of grifters this family is.
I hope it is, because Jared is the evil one behind this. What I observed was Vonky and Jared were playing the long game. Trump wants to get high when he walks in the room. Like I said in that thing, he wants to hit on women. He's about his immediate needs. Jared's playing the long game. And I just spent a week in Florida, okay? I have family in the area that he lives. He lives on, you know, Indian Creek Island. That's a private island for billionaires. Jeff Bezos is his neighbor. Tom Brady is his neighbor. You know, there's a huge industry in Aventura of investment banking. JP Morgan has, an office there. My point being, there's so much wealth in southern Florida, and all of assets under management for Kushner's hedge fund come from overseas, come from Saudi Arabia, come from UAE. He's not even trying to get local money, of which there's tons of it, which shows you how malfeasance-oriented his business plan is. He's getting paid back for what he did in the first term on behalf of MBS and Khashoggi, and it's an investment on future sort of favors.
Such a huge national and international security threat that it's just okay. Chuck in Tucson says Arizona's going to go blue. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, half a mile from Tucson, your local deadhead. I was in the local fries yesterday, the Kroger, and all I had to say was, well, it's not like it's 1864, and about 10, 12 people all immediately, the women, you could see the disgust on their face, the disrespect. People are aware of this issue.
Yep.
Arizona's going to go way blue. That's all.
Yay! Yay! November, it's coming.
That's
okay.
Right.
Noel, you are always a delight, and we always can use 11 billion hours with you. But we will take the one we got.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks again for having me. I love you guys. I appreciate it.
Follow Noel on all the socials. Go to sexyliberal.com. He will join us for August 3rd, New York Sexy Liberal.
Already on the website that he's joining us on.
So exciting. Hey. Oh, my God. No
That's awesome. You're making my dream come true. I've done a million gigs at Town Hall. To be on that stage will be a thrill
awesome.
Of a lifetime.
Yay.
Love you, Noel. See you tomorrow.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, this is Gordy Young from the John and Gordy Morning Show. Dane County Humane Society believes that pets make wonderful gifts for those that are ready to welcome a new family member. Before gifting a pet, Dane County Humane Society suggests having a conversation with a recipient. They might prefer the joy of personally finding their new best friend. You can ask to be a part of the process or offer toys, treats, and other supplies the pet will need. Learn more at giftshelter.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. New questions about what caused the Christmas Day plane crash in Kazakhstan. An Azerbaijan Airlines plane bound for Russia had to divert. 38 people were killed in the crash. 29 survived. Russian authorities first said a bird strike caused the plane to divert, but now there are new questions involving Russia's air defenses, as ABC's Inez de la Cotera explains.
Russia had recently defended the area from Ukrainian drone attacks. When asked whether the plane may have been fired upon by air defenses, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters it would be wrong to speculate before the investigation is complete.
In the U.S., holiday spending increased by 4% for retail sales from November 1st through Christmas Eve, according to MasterCard's Spending Pulse. The holiday travel rush continues. Travel site Hopper says more than 3 million people are expected to fly today. And Starbucks workers back on the job today after about 5,000 walked off the job for a strike. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program.